Hello everyone, this is episode 8 of Discussions with Dre. My name is Andre Jeanson. Every single Friday or Saturday, depending on the weekend, I'm going to be discussing some shit with you guys. I'm going to break down the week, what's going on in the world, current events, hip-hop, and etc. My opinions, not like they matter, will be displayed. Next couple weeks, we're going to have some guests on here. On my YouTube channel, we usually have Zooms where I interview local artists. I'm going to be expanding that as well to people out of my my country, out of my province, and etc. So welcome to Discussions with Dre. Today, we're going to be discussing some stuff. Stuff going on in my community. Some stuff online, especially online. The beefs I have with it. And etc. So I'm going to start off first and foremost by saying I hope everyone's mental and physical health is okay right now. Depending on where you are on the where you're at in the world, by the way, because Florida, Texas, certain places, they're open the fuck up. No masks, 70,000 people in arena, sharing straws, sharing jewel pods. Is that blueberry? Is that pomegranate? Let me try it. Everyone's fucking doing it. A lot of people don't care in certain places. Where I'm at right now, there's like 600 cases, and I'm locked in my basement. And it's 7:22 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I grabbed a coffee, said, let's pod. Let's do it. So that being said, wherever you're at, I hope everything's all good. And especially in the lockdown mode right now, wherever you're at and there's a lockdown happening, please look after yourself. And please, I'm praying for you because it's hard on your mental. It's hard for me and my mental. Like, I couldn't imagine what's happening with other people as well. So much love to everyone. I was on Twitter this morning, scrolling through. I've been doing that all week because I've been doing night shifts. And, you know, in the spare time, you just go through your phone, you scroll. It's an addiction at this point. I think everyone can agree. If you're my age, which I'm 25, 15 to like 35 years old, maybe even older, you're just addicted to your phone. You're bored. You don't pick up anything else. You pick up your phone, you go to your social media app, you find some shit you can complain about or some shit this people are complaining about. You agree with it, you like it, whatever. I'm on Twitter and I'm seeing this whole crypto uproar. And as of late, people who are just getting into crypto are acting like they're 1%ers. like all of a sudden, they can afford Alizé and bottles of the club and all that shit. They just get into it and they're acting like elitists and they're looking down on people. Shit's hilarious. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I felt that way too. When I bought 300 Polygon, I was stunned on you bitches. I was stunned, but I'm not tweeting about it, but it's kind of funny how people are acting as soon as they get into crypto. They just discover the shit, and all of a sudden you're the Don, you're the man. But yeah, so if you guys are aware of what's going on in that world right now, I was up one night this week, and that shit crashed, like 40% down, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I had a good laugh on some like supervillain shit. I had one of those supervillain laughs. Because I just saw all those tweets recently and I was like, ah. Look at that. I lost some money too, but I think the whole thing is like, don't fear the dip, buy into the dip. So I tried to take that advice. I did. I'm not gonna lie to you, I took a lot of that shit out. I was like, fuck it, I'm taking this money. I'm gonna put in my savings. Also, yeah, like, I lost a lot of money, so I wasn't laughing too much after I saw my own. Anyways, crypto. I wonder if it's going to stay. I don't know. I feel like it's not. I feel like the government's going to get rid of it at some point. I feel like this is a quick little hustle that everyone can get into, and I feel like they're just trying to take it down. You see Elon saying, no, this is bad for the environment. Since when is Elon really give a shit? He gives a shit when it's in his interest. I think someone's in his ear saying, hey, take this down. A lot of people are pulling out of it. I think it won't be here for much longer. That's just my hot take. I don't know if everyone's in the same boat here, but I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to certain things. Or as conspiracy theorists would say, truth tellers. I had that conversation with this person I'm talking to right now, and it's so funny. I always crack that joke. You're a truth teller, you know, a conspiracy theorist. Oh, God. Anyways, I'm just going to have a sip of this coffee here. Looking through my notes as I do this podcast, because Lord knows how you entertaining no one. I'm entertaining this wall in front of me, this gray wall. Has anyone really peeped the Joe Budden stuff online? That shit's insanity. That shit is mad. Joe Budden is, if you don't know, falling out with Rory and Mal, his two co-hosts and former friends. They did a podcast for 7 years together, and he fired Rory live on air behind a paywall on Patreon. Shit's nasty. Shit's real nasty. If you guys don't know what happened, Joe Budden has a podcast. He's had it for 7 years now with them. And as of the last, I'd say, a couple months, there's been, you could tell there's been some heat developing. There's been some things going on where it's like, okay, something's going on behind the scenes. And a lot of people were speculating money issues, contract issues. Joe was denying it because, of course, Joe would deny that. He's all talk. He's all for the creators. He's all for the people. He's all for sticking it to the man, sticking it to Spotify. Turns out, Rory and Mal think otherwise, and a lot of people do as well. So as time's going on, they kind of protest from the podcast. They stay at home. They don't come in one day. He gets a couple people to replace them. They see the people they're getting replaced with. They get offended by that as well. Weeks go by. I didn't mind the podcast. It was actually, to me, it was getting better because they weren't being as politically correct and like didn't have industry ties. So like if they said something, the other two guys, Ice and Ish, would be like saying whatever they wanted to without really caring, just having a conversation. That makes you feel like it's more of a real world situation because the other two guys were kind of always trying to protect themselves and their industry ties and with people. So they'd never be really critical. It's a critical podcast. It's about music. It's talking certain situations. They would tap dance. They put their tap dance shoes on quite often. That being said, still love the guys and I still love the chemistry and dynamic they had on the podcast. You felt like you were really in the room with them. And that's what the whole magic is behind that podcast, or a lot of podcasts you enjoy or people you enjoy, is you feel like you're in the room with them. They're relatable. They could be like your friends. They're like your buddies, like your pals. So when this shit started going down, you know, I kind of felt some type of way because I was like, damn, they're going out bad. They come back to the podcast. Joe, Rory, and Mal awkwardly address it. There were some awkward jokes. Joe took no accountability. Rory and Mal took no accountability. It was a terrible episode, I'm not gonna lie to you. And I wasn't looking forward to seeing any more of it. So they had another episode, awkward again. A lot of forced stuff coming out of there. And then they went on vacation right after they came back. And when that vacation ended, they didn't show up again. Joe went on a huge rant about Rory and Mal basically holding out and you can't do that at any other job, which I agree completely with. You're just podcasting, which it's go podcast, you know. You can't do that at your fucking grocery store job. You can't do that at your government job. Wherever you work at your office, you can't hold out. You gotta honor the job. You gotta just work through it. Anyways, point being, that's what Joe was pissed off about. He was upset they were trying to seize his contracts, papers, etc. And he was claiming they were trying to audit him and go behind his back. So, as Joe does usually, he kind of riles himself up. And then he fires Rory live on air. Live on air. His friend. That's very questionable. It was the most entertaining shit I've ever seen in my life. No word of lie. You can't act like you're not having a bowl of popcorn right beside you watching that stuff. You had to be. And online went insane. Absolutely insane. Good job. I have an alarm just went off during this whole little rant here. Clearly, my experience with this podcast. Anyways, online was going crazy with the Joe Budden podcast. God damn it. I fucking hate iPhones. Online was going crazy. Everyone was hysterical, criticizing Joe for his antics and how he's treating the whole situation. Rightfully so. You're a leader. You don't do that. So, as days go on, we're waiting for Rory Mal to respond. This is Pod Wars, Pod Beef. I've never seen anything like it in my life. They respond. They rent out Alex Media Studio, Andrew Schultz's buddies network, which is crazy ironic because Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne have been throwing shade for months now. And they addressed it. They said, hey, Joe, we're telling the truth. There's nothing to it, really. We're telling the truth. We're not going to dance around this. And it was, you know, it was an okay podcast. I agree with some of the sentiments they're talking about. I was expecting a lot more spicy shit from Maury, but Maul just came at it. Maul was going at the neck. Maul had that ether. He had that ether beat playing in the background the whole time. He back to back, Joe. No, he really didn't. There's no real answers coming out of this. Maul and Rory basically just kind of said, hey, didn't have a problem with money. We just wanted to see the accounting. And Joe was denying us of that. So we got suspicious. Basically, that's summing it up. They felt disrespected. They felt like Joe kind of sold out. And he changed as the money came in. Which wouldn't be surprising, but I don't know. I'm a huge Joe Budden stan. I love the guy. I love the podcast. And I'm trying to find ways to defend him right now. I'm really trying. I'm trying to see his side, trying to see their side, because I like to play devil's advocate in every single situation. I don't know, man. I'm still listening to the Joe Budden podcast. And if Rory and Maul decide to do some, probably listen to that too. Like, I don't know. There's no clear answer. It's all smoke screens. It's all drama. Grown men drama. Online, through podcasts. I've never seen anything like it in my life. You know, you figured that would be staying behind the scenes. You figured that would be there'd be different routes taken there, but nah. Views, money. Get that check. That's what it's for. And a lot of people, I guess, a lot of fans demand that out of them because they're so transparent, or you thought they were transparent on the show. You felt like you were in the room, like I said previously. So it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. You know, shout out to everyone involved. I was watching Academics. Usually I'm not a fan of Academics, but shit, he's flaming Rory every chance he could get. I love that energy, man. I love it. Shout out to Academics. Last Friday, just switch the topic here, J. Cole drop. If I had a gunshot or if I had a siren I could put off right here in my mix, I'll do that post. But jeez, that was an album. And that's why we wait for albums. That's why I don't care that Kendrick's taken a fucking decade. I don't care. I really don't care. Everyone's kind of waiting, like, you know, hounding everyone online. Look at what Cole did. Everyone's like, oh, we're waiting for Cole. We're waiting for Cole. Oh my God, Cole. It's been 700,000 days since Cole dropped. And guess what? Cole dropped and he delivered as expected. Because sometimes you got to take time with your art. That's a note to a lot of people these days. They just need to take time sometimes. A lot of people are just throwing shit at a wall right now. And you're not making... There's no classic records. There's no classic records being made at the moment, except when those guys drop. When Cole drops, the Kendricks drop. When the Legends drop at the moment. You know, salute to everyone else who's dropping as well. But, you know, this is a very general thing I'm talking about, by the way. It's not specific to anyone, so don't feel shaded. But, you know, take time with your art. Really, take time. Make a lot of records. Pick the best ones. Tweak them. That's what happens. Great things happen out of that. A lot of like microwave music coming on right these days. A lot of microwave stuff just to get that quick bag. And I respect that too. Like, it's like I said, I'm very devil's advocate, so it's very hard for me to have a very like one-sided argument. I don't know if that's a bad or good thing. I just like, I get the people. It depends on your objective in this game. Me personally, I've always respected the other route. The art route, not get the bag route. Because the art lasts forever. That temporary dough doesn't really matter. It's going to be gone because your art's not going to live forever. That's just my whole point. I could be wrong because, you know what? Who am I, right? Who am I to say that shit? That's just me. Anyways, J. Cole album. Fair record off there is a 21 Savage joint. They could probably do some sort of crazy collab album and I'd buy 7,000 copies. That's one of the best things I've heard in a bit. Maury's on it too. He's an up and coming. I think he's going to be around for a long time. Him and Don Toliver. Not in similar lanes, but they just have like, they're very melodic. So there's, I can't wait to see what he has coming. J. Cole, I'm probably 7 out of 10. Feels like it's a mixtape type of feel before the fall off. If you guys are following what's happening with J. Cole. So now we're just waiting for Kendrick. Isaiah Rashad dropped actually with Duke Deuce. If you guys don't know who Duke Deuce is, please check him out. One of the most entertaining guys I've ever seen on a camera. Guy raps and traps and then fucking has the craziest dance moves I've ever seen in my life. Please check out Duke Deuce. Anything else drop? Anything else we care about? Can't really think of anything. Anyways, if you're in Winnipeg, Manitoba right now, I'm praying for you. All over the world, I'm praying for you, but we are locked down. We are locked down. Fourth lockdown. We have more lockdowns than Fast and Furious sequels at this point. All of them get worse. Every lockdown gets worse. I don't know. I don't know what kind of advice I can give you guys. I'm trying to stay busy. I'm trying to eat healthy. But when you're locked inside, sometimes you just say, fuck it. Grab me a whiskey. Let's watch some movies. Well, what would be good at the movie? Some chips. It's hard. It's really a trap. So I feel for everybody. And I just hope everyone's not being too hard on themselves right now for stuff that's out of their control. Fuck this government and everything they're laying on us and how they're handling it. It's despicable. And I don't know how you could even defend their actions. They're really just toying with our emotions and our health and how we're operating on a daily basis. It's absolutely insane. I've never had so many people hit me up with issues, mental health issues. It's disheartening. It hurts. So, you know, work out as much as you can, stay busy as you can, and try your best not to be hard on yourself. And anyone who's affected by this COVID stuff right now, my prayers go out to you. And if you want to take the vaccine, take the vaccine. That's all I got to say. Pretty crazy times. Does anyone know who Chris Sky is, by the way? He's like some sort of anti-mask guy. He throws like Coachella-sized concerts for people to people listen to Ted Nugent and Kid Rock, and they just fucking have hot dogs on the grills and wave their American flags. I'm just fucking around. I like Kid Rock's music. Okay. Does that help? Is anyone mad out there? I really just have an issue with, you know, like, any side of politics profiting off people's pain. So whether it's the, you know, for no technical terms, left or right, you know, left is liberals, right's like Republican type thing. Any side that profits off of it is shitty to me. You're just shitty. So this Chris guy has the absolute dorkiest mug, the most slappable face I've ever seen in my life. He looks like an HGH Backstreet Boy. The most brodo guy you'd ever seen in your life. He just doesn't move intelligently, and he doesn't have an intelligent. He's just not intelligent. I've heard him talk. It's brutal, and a lot of people are following him because they feel betrayed by the government, and they're very. How do I put this in words? Very distrusting of the government, and I am too. But you're not going to catch me supporting that guy. If you want to support that guy, okay, well, we can talk about it. But I don't get why. Because he's just profiting off it. He's using you as a puppet. Just like the government's using you as a puppet. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic? Kind of had enough of it. I think he got arrested. I think he's supposed to hold something recently, and he got arrested. So, I mean, good. At least we're going to stop that drama now. God, man. We are so divided. I'm really praying that we come together. I was hoping we'd come together on this, but we're human. We're not going to all agree with everything. We all have trust issues. We all have different perspectives. So I really didn't expect it. Crazy. I also don't want us to hate each other for it. Like, I mean, for this type of stuff. If it's extreme, you know, piss off. But damn, we really hate each other for our differences at this moment. It's crazy. I just really pray for everybody involved. And I really hope that we can just get through this as a whole. But it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like anyone wants that. Everyone's shaming each other. Everyone hates each other. Hurts my soul. So what am I going to do? I'm going to try my best to bring everyone together. I'm not going to shame people. I'm not going to hate on people. I'm just going to listen, observe, be critical, and be the person I am. That's all I can do, is be the best person I can with my platform and not use people and not profit off their pain, because a lot of people are doing that right now. And it's gross. Anyways, I'm probably going to head out now. 7:40 a.m. Friday, Winnipeg, Canada. I think it's May 21st. Much love to everyone. Have a great long weekend. Enjoy your drinks. Enjoy your smoke. Enjoy it. Maybe not that. Enjoy healthy activities. Do what you gotta do to get through this. And have a blessed weekend. Much love. Discussing with Dre coming next Friday again. Peace.